Well, it's been another really cold night. No more snow, but really, really cold. And in fact, there's ice on the water, but there's a really brave swimmer already in the water who's come in the deep end, down the steps, swam a few meters, but then there's really a little, very thin layer of ice which he had to actually break to kind of swim more. So I don't know, I can't remember your name. What's your name?
Jonathan.
My God, so how was that experience?
My fingers are
absolutely
actually frozen.
Ah, you gotta run to the sauna now. Okay, well, thanks for being the pathfinder for us this morning. My goodness, he's really kind of broke the ice. A very, very thin layer of ice. And he wanted to swim a little further, so with his hands, he just kind of, with his weight, pushed the ice down and continued swimming up to the next step, which is about, I'd say about, a third of the pool. And then he had to come back. And I can imagine that his hands are really, really cold. I'm actually going to go down to the thermometer, which is at another part of the pool. It's along the long side of the pool and not the short side. Not the width, but the length of the pool. And I'm actually going to have a look at the temperature because my guess is it must be around zero now. It's impossible that it's any warmer than that. What is it? Oh, well, I mean, Nikki, come and read this. Come and read this with me because I can't read it. I want to say it's zero, but I think it's not zero, is
no,
it?
No, I think it's two. I think it's two.
It's between one and two, isn't
two,
it?
But it's thick ice. They were still clearing it when I arrived.
Yeah, I mean, we've had another really, really cold night. And it's amazing because, well, there's a thin layer of ice here.
When I arrived at seven, they didn't know whether there'd be any, whether we'd be able to swim because they hadn't yet cleared any ice.
Yeah, and did you swim?
We did swim, yeah. We couldn't see, though, because, well, when I first arrived, they couldn't see where the ice was because
yes.
It was still dark.
It was still dark, yeah. So where did you swim?
You could swim down to here.
Yes.
There's not much point in going further. You can swim between the two steps.
Yes.
But you can't really go further because you can't get to the next step.
That's right. But here there's ice as well. Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't want to swim here.
So don't go. So just between the steps. It's
clear. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Though you can actually see that ice is moving nearer.
Exactly.
So you might want to ask them to maybe push.
Yeah.
So Brian can push it a bit to the side.
That's right. Because, I mean, Jonathan swam here just now and he just had to break the ice to go a bit further. Yeah. But, yeah,
and
amazing.
I think that ice. Yeah, it's fine. You'll be able to swim, but be careful about not getting too much into the middle.
Yeah, absolutely. Gosh.
It is very cold. The worst thing, though, is walking with your foot, walking
yes.
back down to the changing rooms. That's why I just did one width.
Yeah.
I couldn't face going back to the full end.
Yeah,
and walking down.
Okay, well, you were brave. Good. Well done. Job done.
Enjoy.
Thank you. And I could just hear the first train as well. Motoring past, which yesterday there were no trains.
Oh, really?
Yes, it was quiet for once. But that means that normal life hopefully is going to be re-established in London. You never know.
The kids sort of had an absolute field day if they had a day off school.
Yeah.
It's fantastic around here.
That's right. That's right.
Central London, where I'm going, you won't even know that it's been snowing.
Yeah, central London is different. It's just warmer, isn't it?
And the Brixton, there's nothing.
Okay. See you, Nikki. Thanks. Well. That's a good insight to what's happening around London, really. We're just in a pocket of snow here and cold. It's been bitterly cold this night. So I'm not surprised that there's ice on the water. But hey, you know, time to get in and experience that temperature for the first time this year.